Thank you for the hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor in the fire department. May I please have your first and last name?
Diana Freshour.
Yes, I may thank you for that. And only to verify they did transfer over the right person, may you please verify your address for me?
I guess it's P.O. Box 2068, Parkersburg, West Virginia, 26102.
Yes, I mean, thank you for that verification. It's loading up the account now. Okay, there it goes. I do see that this started on April 22nd. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you want a free gift of a, a mixer. It said that you want a mixer and all you had to do is pay her a couple dollars for shipping and handling.
I don't recall any of that, but I would have never put in my credit card number.
Yes, and do you think anybody in your household could have done it?
No, it's just me and my husband.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I will file this as fraud for you, because what had happened was, if a survey was completed, at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that it came along with the subscription to a Bites Hub meal plan, which is an online recipe guide app, basically. They give you recipes for a healthy and balanced lifestyle. But I will file this as fraud for you. Could you please verify your email address?
Diane.Freshour@Yahoo.
Okay, yes, ma'am. They have that on file as well. The last verification I need is a phone number.
Well, I've got a new number now. It's 304-966-1993.
Are you able to verify the old number?
It's 483-9138.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That's what they have on file. So I will file this as fraud for you. I'd just like for you to be aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. As long as you're sure no one in your household or anyone that you know placed your original order, I will proceed with the claim.
Okay, because I don't recall doing that, and there's no one else that would have done it in my household.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So this $59.89 is returning no later than 3 to 5 business days. And I also have a confirmation number if she didn't provide you one to confirm that you've been canceled as well.
Yeah, she gave me a confirmation number.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Would you like to confirm it with me?
Yeah, it's C as in Charlie, 920-914-926.
That is correct. This account has been canceled for you, as well as refund of the $59.89. That's returning no later than 3 to 5 business days.
Now, is that going to go back to the credit card?
It's going to go back to the charge card ending in 7525. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, it probably won't go through because I had my froze to stop the payment, because I've also got something else coming out on it.
You're getting a new card, it'll go back onto the new card.
Okay, because my new card will be a different, it'll be a different last four number.
Yes, ma'am. It's not going to take anything else out, but it's going to allow the refund to go back onto your new card. Yes, ma'am. They won't get, like, your new card number or anything, but it'll just go back onto the new card. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that would be it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I do thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.